好，感谢主啊，这个好，感谢主啊，这个我们今天这个罗马书的经文呢，已经到了这个第八章的28到30节的经文。
Thank the Lord. Today we have reached Romans 8:28 through 30 in our sermon series.
我们知道罗马书进入到这个第八章以后呢，这个保罗仍然在阐述他的一个属灵的一个观念，就是成圣。
Starting from chapter 8, Paul continues to speak about sanctification.
那么到了前面这个第八章的十八节呢，这个保罗他讲了苦难和荣耀的关系。
Beginning in verse 18.Paul discusses the relationship between suffering and glory.
就是当一个重生得救的基督徒，这个按着主的心意活在这个地上的时候呢，他必定是有苦难的。
That is, when a born-again Christian lives in this world according to God's will, suffering is inevitable.
那保罗自己也有非常大的一个体会的。
Paul himself deeply understood this.
那他在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书他是这样说的，免得有人被诸般的患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们受患难原是命定的。
As he says in 1 Thessalonians 3:3, so that no one would be unsettled by these trials, for you know quite well that we are destined for them.
保罗告诉基督徒，今天的苦难和今后的一个要得着的荣耀，它是不能比的。
Paul reminds believers that today's suffering cannot be compared with the glory that is to come.
那苦难不过是在地上是暂时的。
Earthly suffering is temporary.
而神要给我们的荣耀，它是永远的。
But the glory God has prepared for us is eternal.
那么这个神给我们的这个荣耀呢，在上一段经文当中是提到是神儿女的自由的荣耀和身体得赎的一个荣耀。
For the preceding verses, we understand that this glory specifically refers to the glorious freedom of the children of God and the redemption of our bodies.
那保罗这个借着圣经呢，告诉我们苦难和荣耀的次序呢，是先苦难，然后是荣耀。
Scriptures teach us that spiritual principles of suffering first, then glory.
那么这是神在圣经当中给我们看到的一个属灵的一个法则。
And this is the principle that the scripture shows to us.
并且呢，这个整个受造之物呢，都盼望这一个时刻的到来。
All of creation is very eagerly waiting for this moment.
那因为人类犯罪以后呢，是整个受造之物呢，都落入到一个堕落的一个光景当中。
Because man's sin brought the whole world created order into decay.
但是我们看到保罗在这个26、27节的经文，让我们看见。这个即使是一个重生得救的基督徒，若在一个苦难当中，我们也有圣灵的一个帮助，来圣灵来替我们祷告。
But in verse 26 through 27, Paul shows us that even when a born again Christian is suffering, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us in accordance with the will of God.
所以基督徒其实是一群蒙大恩的人。
This means believers.Are truly a people who have received great grace.
好，那么，那我们都知道，一个人活在世界上的时候呢，人呢常常用自己的眼光来判断什么是祸，什么是福。
When people live in this world, we often rely on our own understanding to define what is blessing and what is calamity.
祸和福之间呢，常常是它会轮换的摆在我们的面前。
When placed between the two, we usually know that what we usually know what we want.
我们都非常清楚我们要的是什么。
We usually know what we want.
但是呢，这个常常是有些使人困惑的问题。
However, we often facing confusing situations.
因为祸和福常常会轮换的这变化。
Because what we perceive as blessing and misfortune often trade places.
以至于人呢很难在这个变化当中能够一直抓住这个福分。
Make it hard for people to hold on to blessing in this very ever-changing world.
那中国有一句古话叫“塞翁失马，焉知非祸”。
There's a Chinese proverb: "The old man at the frontier lost his horse, but who knows? It's not a blessing."
那么这句话我们很多人都知道这里面的意思的。
Many of us already know the story.
这个就是在靠近一个边塞的人当中呢，有一个人。他家的这个马呢，跑到这个他的敌人那里，胡人那里去了。
A man lived near the border, lost his horse when it wandered into enemy territory.
那么大家都来安慰他。那么这位老人说，这为什么就知道这个不是这个福分呢
？And many people came to console him, but the old man said, "Who says is this isn't a blessing?"
那过了几个月，他家的马呢是带着这个胡人的骏马呢回来了。
A few months later, this horse returned, bringing with it fine steeds from the enemy.
那么大家都祝贺他。
People congratulated him.
那么这位父亲说，这个为什么知道这不是个祸端呢
？But again, he said, "Who says this isn't a disaster?"
那么家里又有钱又有骏马，他的儿子呢也是欢喜的，非常欢喜的骑马了。
Now wealthy and with fine horses, his son loved to ride.
那么有一次呢，这个他的儿子呢从马上摔下来，然后这个摔断了这个大腿骨。
And but one day, his son went out and rode on the horses, fell and broke his leg.
那么大家都安慰这位父亲。那么这位父亲说，为什么知道这个不是一个福分呢
？Again, people came to comfort him, but the old man says, "Who says this isn't a blessing?"
那过了一年呢，这个敌人呢，这个胡人的大举这个入侵这个边塞。
A year later, war broke out.
那么健壮的男子呢，都拿起弓箭呢去参战。
All able-bodied men were drafted, and most perished.
那么上去参战的人呢，大概十有八九呢，都是不是死了就是重伤。
And most of the men were most perished and died during the war.
那唯独他的儿子呢，因为摔断了腿的缘故呢，他这个就保全了性命，没有去打仗。
Only his son, due to his injury, was spared.
那我们应该知道，这个世界它一直是一个变化的一个世界。
This world is always changing.
那你用人的眼光来看，今天是祝福，那可能过不多久呢，这个祝福呢就变成一个祸害了。
What appears to be a blessing today may become a disaster tomorrow.
那有一个调查呢，是在追踪美国这个人呢，这个中大奖以后呢，这些这个追踪的结果呢，这些中大奖的人75%呢，结果都后来是破产的。
A survey in the U.S. tracing lottery winners found that 75% ended up bankrupt or in severe hardship.
那所以这个人所定义的福呢，都是暂时的。
What man defines as a blessing is temporary.
那人所定义的福呢，也常常会出现问题的。
And what man defines as a blessing is also often flawed.
但是圣经告诉我们，神所赐的福，它是这个是啊，它说是万福之源的一个福。
But the Bible tells us that God is the giver of grace and the source of every blessing.
神要祝福我们是从来不改变的。
His blessings are unchanging.
那么今天呢，是我们要用这三节非常特别的经文呢。来分享。
And today we're going to use these three verses to look into. They are very special.
那么这三节经文呢，告诉我们是这个无论这个世界怎么变呢，神都叫爱神的人呢是得的益处。这个益处当然是这个恩典了。
They tell us no matter how the world changes, God works all things for the good for those who love Him.
弟兄姐妹，这个是非常宝贵的这样一个应许。
And also, brothers and sisters, this is a very precious promise.
因为这里说到这个万事互相效力，叫爱神的人是得的益处的。
In all things, God works for the good of those who love Him.
是神借着万事万物呢，并且这个神要发动这个万事万物，他的目的呢是为我们得着属灵的一个好处。
God not only allows all things to happen.But orchestrates them for our eternal benefit.
因为圣经告诉我们，一切的美善都是从神那里来的。
Because the scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift is from the above.
我们用有限的智慧呢，是没有办法去想象这件事情的。
It is beyond our limited minds can imagine.
那么今天我们要用这个刚刚这个读过的经文 来分享以下三点信息。
Today we're going to base out of these verses, we're going to explore three key truths.
那神使万事呢为我们效力，神预定我们效法基督。第三个呢是神预定我们得的荣耀。
First, God works all things for His people's good. Second, God predestined His people to be like His Son. Third, God predestined His people for future glory.
我们看着神借着保罗把这个二十八节的这个结果呢，先摆在这里面。
Paul begins in verse 28 with a conclusion.
那么这个结论是万事都对我们是好的。
The conclusion is all things are good are for our good.
都是从神而来的一个恩典。
And this goodness are all from God.
那么然后呢，告诉我们效法基督呢是恩典，并且我们最终是得这个荣耀的。
He then explains that being conformed to Christ is grace, and ultimately being glorified is also grace.
那荣耀呢，是神更要我们赐给我们的一个恩典。
These verses give us a clear message.
那么这里面这个三节经文呢，是给我们一个清晰的概念，就是一切都是神要赐给我们的一个恩典。
These three verses give us a clear message. All is grace from God.
我们先下来分享第一点，神使万事为我们效力。
First, God works all things for His people's good.
那我们先来看这二十八节的经文。
Let's look at Romans 8:28.
我们先来看万事互相效力。先来看什么是万事。
First, let's consider the phrase all things. What does it mean?
那万事很简单，就是原文当中万事就是每一件事情。
In Greek, it simply means everything.
那万事包括顺利的事情和不顺利的事情。
It includes pleasant and unpleasant circumstances.
那么这个顺利和不顺利，都是我们自己的所定义。
That's how we define those often subjective.
那因为是我们自己定义的，所以那么问题就来了。
But that leads to a question.
如果说我们为着找工作的弟兄姐妹来祷告，但是呢，他们并没有找到工作。
What if we pray for a brother or sister to find a job, but they don't?
那我们祷告了很久，我们的家人、我们的朋友这个让他们信主，但是呢，这个仍然是没有信主。
What if we pray for a loved one to come to Christ, but they remain unbelieving?
我们祷告神医治一个人的一个身体，可是没有好转。
What if we pray for healing, but the sickness remains?
那我们可以说这个万事互相效力，叫爱人得益处吗
？Can we still say in all things God works for the good of those who love Him?
那么这句话这个时候仍然是有效的吗
？Is this promise still valid during those times?
那还是这句话有时候是可以用，有的时候是不可以用的。
Or is it sometimes we only quote them when things go well?
难道神的话是可以打折的吗
？Does God's word have discounts?
神的话当然是不能打折。
Absolutely not.
人常常这个会把神的话打折的，就是有的时候还是会曲解神的话。
God's word never change.
神说有益处，它一定是有益处的，除非我们根本不相信神的话。在这个英国这个二十世纪，有一个非常著名的一个传教士叫 Amy Wilson Carmichael。
In the 20th century, there was a very well-known missionary in the UK named Amy Wilson Carmichael.
那么他在六岁的时候呢，他祷告神呢给他一副蓝眼睛。
When she was 6 years old, she prayed and asked God to give her blue eyes.
因为她的眼睛是黑的。
Because her eyes were black.
不是蓝眼色的。结果呢，神没有给她这副蓝眼睛。
And her eyes are not blue.
那么神就差她到印度打那美好的仗，去拯救在印度这个庙里面这个被拐去的那些女孩子。
Eventually, God sent her to India to fight the good fight.
那么这些女孩子呢，专门做一些见不得人的事情。
And to rescue the girls that have been trafficked into temples to, and forced into unspeakable acts.
她要去抢救这些这个这些这些人。
She had to rescue them.
她要打扮成印度人。
She has to disguise herself as an Indian woman.
但是你怎么打扮，你的两只眼睛是包不住的。
But no matter how she dressed, her eyes could not be hidden.
那如果那时主听她的祷告，那个给她两个蓝眼睛的话，她是没有办法完成主的托付的。
If the Lord has answered her prayer and given her blue eyes, she could not have been able to fulfill the calling he gave her.
所以主没有听我们的祷告，有时候有主的美意的。
So we must understand that when God does not answer our prayer as we wish, there is His glorious purpose behind it.
那我们再来看二十八节经文。
And let's look at Romans 8:28.
我们知道万事是包含我们所认为的好事和不好的事情的。
We know that all things include both what we consider good and what we consider bad.
但是我想，为什么很多弟兄姐妹都非常喜欢这节经文
？And many brothers and sisters love this verse.
那喜欢这节经文的是因为我们遇见的顺境和逆境都是为了我们的好处。
And we love this verse because it assures us that both favorable and unfavorable circumstances are for our benefit.
那么，但是问题来了，人遇见顺境呢，当然是乐于接受的。
But here comes a challenge. It's easy to accept good circumstances.
但是这个遇见这个逆境的时候呢，是所谓我们不好的事情呢，是我们是如何来理解这句话的呢
？But how can trials seemingly bad circumstances benefit us?
那我们首先来看耶稣。
First, let's look at Jesus.
耶稣基督这个在十字架上被摆上啊，这个而被钉在这个十字架上。这个比这个没有这个人类历史上没有比这个更糟了。
What he endured on the cross, what could be worse than being crucified?
主耶稣被诬告、被鞭打、被这个非法的一个审判。
Our Lord Jesus was falsely accused, flogged, and unlawfully tried.
但是这也是人类历史上最完美的一个拯救。
But it was also the day of the most perfect salvation in human history.
对世人来说，这是最好的一天。
For the world, it became the best day ever.
因为圣经告诉我们，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
耶稣上十字架，在人看来是件不好的事情。否则门徒就不会在十字架耶稣上十字架的时候都逃了，彼得也不会不认主了。
To human eyes, Jesus going to the cross looked like a horrible thing. Otherwise, the disciples would not have fled, and Peter would not have denied the Lord three times.
但是他的结果是为了所有的人可以得到这样一个救恩的。
Yet the result of him, his suffering was grace of salvation for all.
我们要知道，我们人对这个坏事的看法是不一样的。
This shows us that our human perception of suffering is limited.
圣经当中这个给我们看见，当人遇见这个所谓不好的事情以后，人的解释也是不一样的。
The Bible shows us when people face so-called bad events, their interpretations differ.
这个不同的解释呢，它代表两种不同的一个世界观的。
These different interpretations reflect two different worldviews.
我们知道这个圣经当中，这个旧约圣经当中有一个人叫雅各的。
Let's take a look at example of Jacob from the Old Testament.
那么另一个新约圣经当中的保罗。
And Paul from the New.
雅各和保罗都遭遇过这个苦难的经历。
Both experienced suffering.
那么雅各的儿子曾经被绑架，他的那个儿子就是约瑟了。
Jacob believed his son Joseph had been killed and after being kidnapped.
雅各以为这个约瑟死了。
He believed his son died.
那么然后呢，他们的这个家庭呢，这个又面临着这个饥荒的一个危险。
Then the land they depend on face famine.
那么这个对雅各来说是一个苦难。
For Jacob, there are severe trials.
那么使徒保罗呢，也遭遇过很多的苦难呢。
Paul the apostle also endured many sufferings.
他常常为了福音的缘故呢受苦难的。他被诬告，被关在这个监狱里面，被送去罗马要接受审判。
He was falsely accused, imprisoned, and sent to Rome to stand trial.
但是呢，我们看到当苦难临到雅各的时候呢，雅各在这个出埃及记第42:36，他说：“一切与我是作对的。”
But when hardship came to Jacob, He said in Genesis, everything is against me.
但是当苦难发生在这个保罗身上的时候，保罗怎么说呢？
But when Paul faced hardship, what did he say?
他说我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处了。
Paul said, and we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him.
雅各和保罗对苦难的反应其实是两种截然不同的观点。
Jacob and Paul had completely different responses to suffering.
那么这两种观点有什么不一样的地方呢？
And what's the key differences between those two?
那不同的地方在于我们这个思想是没有办法去分辨什么是暂时，什么是永恒的。
The differences our human mind cannot clearly extinguish between what is temporary and what is eternal.
罗马书第八章二十八节呢，它是必须用永恒的角度去看，而不是用暂时的角度去看。
Romans 8:28 must be understood from the perspective of eternal, not from a temporal point of view.
如果我们不用永恒的角度去看我们所经过的苦难，那么我们可能会活得像雅各当时的生命一样，是一个抱怨的生命。
If we look at suffering only from a temporary perspective, we will end up being like Jacob, living a life full of complaints.
那如果我们像保罗一样的观点呢，我们就会说感谢神呐、啊，这个我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人是得益处的。
Living a life, but if we look at suffering from Paul's perspective, then we will say thank God and confidently declare.And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him.
那么大家都知道这个，我曾经瘫痪过。
As many of you know, I was once paralyzed.
那当瘫痪的来到的时候呢，那我就像雅各一样的。雅各说一切与我作对，那我说的和雅各是没有什么特别大的区别了。
At the time, I was like Jacob.I said exactly what Jacob said. Everything is against me.
那为什么是我？我36岁就瘫痪了。那我怎么这么倒霉呢？我的未来是在哪里？我非常倒霉啊。
Why me? Why did I become paralyzed at age of 36? How unlucky I am. What future do I have?
请问有多少人喜欢瘫痪的？
I want to ask, many people enjoy being paralyzed.
有多少人认为这个瘫痪是个恩典的？
And anybody believe or it is a blessing to be paralyzed?
你应该是没有的。
Of course not.
但是你现在问我如何看这个瘫痪的。
But if you ask me right now, how do I look at this, how do I look at my, the event of me being paralyzed?
我告诉你，这完全是神的恩典。
It is completely the grace of God.
若是没有瘫痪，这个若是没有瘫痪的话，这个我还没有得救。
Without it, I could not have been come to God and be saved.
这个若是没有瘫痪的话，这个我不会在神面前认罪悔改的。
Without it, I would never be repented in front of God.
若是没有瘫痪，我不认识神。
Without it, I might not know God.
若不是瘫痪的话，我也不会成为传道人来服侍弟兄姐妹，来服侍神的家。
Without it, I would not be committed to be a preacher and then serve the true living God.
你说瘫痪不是不是成为我蒙恩的一个途径了？
Would you not say that paralysis become the path through which I received grace?
瘫痪就是化了妆的一个恩典。
Paralysis was grace in disguise.
或许我们有人生命当中这个会发生一些不好的一个事情。仍然是没有办法体会保罗所说的话，万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
Some of us may experience trials and unpleasant events in life that you cannot yet see how they could be good for you, as Paul described.
不知道这个为什么会发生这样的一个苦难的事情，但是我们要借着今天神的话，我们相信每一件事情的发生都有神美好永远的一个旨意。
You may not understand why such suffering has happened, but through today's message, we must believe that every event carries God's eternal good purpose.
或许我们可能是暂时不知道为什么我现在是有面临的一个苦难。
though we might not understand now, we can be sure that the end will be good in eternity.
但是有一件事情我是知道的，就是那是在永恒当中有一个美好的结果，这是需要我们对神有信心，这是信心的功课。
That requires faith. This is the lesson of faith.
好，我们来看这个第二点，神预定我们效法这个基督。
Let's look at the second. God predestined His people to be like His Son.
好，这个我们来看二十九节经文。
Let's look at Romans 8:29.
然后这里保罗讲到了神的预定和预知。
Here Paul speaks of God's foreknowledge and predestination.
那这是我要告诉大家，这是神绝对的主权。
An expression of His absolute sovereignty.
这不是说因为神预知你以后会信耶稣了，所以他就预定了你成为他的子民，不是这样的。
This is not saying that because God foreknew who would believe in Christ, He then predestined them to be saved. No.
那么预知和预定呢？它是不能分开讲的。
Foreknowledge and predestination cannot be separated.
如果神预定你成为他的儿女呢，是因为他预知你将来会信主的话，那么神的决定呢，是在乎你的决定了。神的预定呢，是在乎你的这个决定啊。
If God predestined you because He foresaw that you would believe, then His decision is based on your decision.
那么神的主权就没有了。
And His sovereignty is no longer sovereign.
所以你的得救变成你的功劳了。
Your salvation would become your achievement.
所以预知和预定它是一起的，这是神的一个主权。
So, but the scripture says otherwise.
那圣经也是在另外的地方告诉我们在神在创立世界以前就拣选了我们这个在基督里拣选了我们，使我们成为在他面前成为圣洁无有瑕疵的。
For Ephesians 1:4, For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight.
今天我们信主都是神的一个拣选，都是神的恩典。
And that is God's sovereignty in action. Today,Those of us who believe in the Lord, because of God's election in His grace.
因为圣经上讲的非常清楚，没有一人，连一个人也没有明白的，也没有寻求一个人寻求神的。
As it is written in Romans 3:10, there is no one righteous, not even one.
那么，这个既然没有一个人寻求神的，那我们今天信主都是神主动，是神的作为。
Since no one seeks God on their own, our salvation and faith today are entirely initiated by God.
所以今天我们信主都是全是神的恩典，连我们的信都是神感动我们的，都是恩典。
Our salvation and faith today are entirely initiated by God. It is His work.
二十九节告诉我们说是效法他的儿子的模样，就是效法基督的意思了。
Verse 29 speaks of being conformed.To the image of His Son, which means to be like Christ.
神会借着万事使我们越活越像基督的。神主动在做这件事情的。
God uses all things to shape us to be more and more like Jesus.
所以神从来不浪费这个痛苦的。
Therefore, God never wastes pain.
他使用各样的一个苦难来实现我们最终的好处，来改变我们这个更像这个基督。
He uses all kind of suffering to bring about our ultimate good and to transfer us to be more like Christ.
为什么我们的生命当中会有一些不好的事情发生呢？
Why do bad things happen in our lives?
答案是让我们活得更像这个基督人。
The answer is so that we might live more like Christ.
当我们这个陷入各样的困境当中的时候，我们要提醒自己不要泄气，要存着一个忍耐的心来等候。
When we found ourselves in various trouble, we must remind ourselves not to be discouraged, but to wait with endurance.
雅各书告诉我们都要以为是大喜乐的。
James 1:12 says, "Consider pure joy."
有人做过这样一个计算。
Some once made this calculation.
他说，一根这个五元的一个钢条， 如果做成马蹄条这个钢铁啊钢铁呢，对吧？它的这个价值大概12美元。
A $5 steel bar, if made into horseshoes, is worth about $12.
那如果是你用这个五元的这个钢条呢，去做这个啊、这个注射的针头啊、这个缝纫机的一个针头呢，那它会产生3500元的一个价值。
If made into sewing needles or syringe needles, it can be worth $3,500.
那么当你用这个五元的钢条呢，啊，去制作高级手表呢，那它的价值可就在30万美金了。
If made into springs for luxury watches, its value can soar to $300,000.
那我们要问。
So we must ask.
那为什么五块钱的这个啊钢条呢，它会变成这个价值30万的这个一个价值呢？
How does a $5 steel bar become something worth $300,000?
那我要告诉你的是不断的高温、啊、不断的加热、敲打和弯曲。
The answer is through repeated high heat, hammering, bending.、
啊、那么再更多的这个加热、敲打和弯曲。
And more heating, hammering, and bending.
那么当这个五元的这个钢条它不断的这个被加热、敲打、一个弯曲以后呢，它的价值就不断的在加增。
As the steel bar undergoes constant shaping, its value increases.
那我想，这个像我们这样，这个什么使我们的生命这个更有价值呢
？Similarly, what makes our life more valuable?
就是我们的信心经过忍耐考验以后呢，就会使我们属天的生命的价值不断的被提升，生命会越来越成熟，越来越像基督。
It is testing our faith that develops perseverance. This spiritual refinement increases our life.Our heavenly value makes our life more mature and shapes us into more like Christ.
但是我们要注意的是，这里的这个所指的不是每一个人哦，这里所而是有一点点条件的。
However, we must know that the audience of this promise is not everyone. There is a condition.
这是那些爱神的人。
It is for those who love God.
我们知道大多数基督徒应该是这样的，他是就是被他旨意所招的人。
I believe most Christians fall into this category. They are called according to His purpose.
那这个我们熟悉这些经文，这个我们都知道，这个我们喜欢这个28节的这个前半的经文。
We cannot merely quote the first part of Romans 8:28.
啊，但是呢，我们要知道这个经文呢，它是也是给那些特别的人，就是圣经讲的非常清楚，是爱神的人。
But we must recognize this promise is specifically for those who love God and have been called.
那么换句话说，这是为信徒准备的。
In another word, this promise is for believers.
那么这个信徒准备的是，我们看到这个经文它是有两个方向、啊、两个不同的方向。人的方向是基督徒他必须做一个爱神的人。
And it is similarly yet profound the description of Christian from two perspectives. First, from the human side, believers are those who love God.
那么从神的方向来，是你是被神所呼召的，就是神主动，神的爱先爱我们的。
With the divine side, there are those whom God has called.
那么圣经告诉我们，他说我们爱是因为神先爱了我们了。
1 John 4:19 says, "We love because He first loved us."
所以我们今天对于我们来说，我们爱神也是神的感动，全是神的恩典。
So even if we say today that we love God, it is because He moved us. It is entirely grace.
我们没有什么价值可夸的。
We have nothing to boast about.
啊，今天我们可能说这个，哎，那个弟兄和那个姐妹看上去是一点点也不爱主的。
We may say, oh, that brother or sister does not seem to love the Lord.
那如果是这样的话，那么我们要为这些弟兄姐妹的多多的祷告，来关心他们。因为这个人的生命是在神的手里面的。
For if that's the case, we should pray for them and care for them because their life is in God's hands.
我们知道我们自己的儿女常常有的时候向我们抱怨，不听我们的话，这当然不是件好事。
We know that our children sometimes complain or disobey us is not a good thing.
但是这不代表他们不爱他们的父母啊，这生命是需要成长的。
Of course.But it doesn't mean they don't love their parents.
所以弟兄姐妹，神必定使用各样的一个事情来制作我们，来让我们活得像这个基督的。
So, dear brother, sister, God will surely use all the things to shape us to live more like Christ.
有，所以有的时候的神会制作万事啊，这个作为一个工具来制作我们的。
Sometimes God uses what we see as unpleasant situations as tools to form us into the likeness of Christ.
特别是我们认为不好的事情的，作为工具来塑造我们，使我们活得像基督的。
Especially the things that we see as unpleasant.
我们要问一个问题，是杰作宝贵还是工具宝贵？
We should ask, which one is more valuable, the masterpiece or the tools?
当然是杰作了。
Of course, the masterpiece.
很多时候我们看到很多这个有名的雕像摆在那里。
We often see famous sculptures on display.
那么这些雕像周围并没有摆设这个这些制作这些雕像的工具。
But the tools used to create them are long gone and forgotten.
工具老早不知道丢在哪里，因为没有人这个纪念工具的。
And they're long gone and forgotten.
那只是这个纪念这个成品而已了。
People remember the masterpiece, not the tools.
我们今天就是神手中的一个杰作。
We are God's masterpiece.
是在基督里做成的。
Created in Christ Jesus.
他是照着基督的这个神的形象来雕刻我们的。
God is sculpting us into the image of His Son Jesus Christ.
每一刀都是恰到好处的，正是我们需要的。
Every stroke is perfectly measured exactly what we need.
虽然有些痛，但是是我们需要的。神在那里做杰作。
No, though it may hurt, but it's necessary.
那做完以后呢，他就把工具放在一边。
When the masterpiece is complete, the tool is set aside.
所以我们要知道，那些使你不舒服的人啊，不舒服的环境，神要你要这个怜悯神啊，你要怜悯，这个要感谢他们。
Therefore, we must learn to be merciful and thankful even for the people and environment that make us uncomfortable.
很多时候我们周围的人、啊、这个很多这个人使我们这个不舒服的人是神调动万事来制作我们的。
Often the people around us who trouble us are being used by God to shape us.
那当你的老板这个折磨你的时候呢，你要看到这是个工具的时候呢，你在难处当中呢是要有喜乐的。
When your boss makes life hard for you, realize he is a tool in God's hand.
因为神在塑造你。
Because God is forming you.
应该为这样的环境、这样的一个经历而感谢神。
We should rejoice.
那虽然这个环境这个还在，可是我里面不一样了。
Even though the environment hasn't changed, but what changed is on the inside.
虽然可能有人还在背后说的坏话在骂我，但是我变成了里面，我里面变成了怎么样呢？我里面变成了感谢神。
Even if someone is still speaking evil behind your back, what has changed is inside of you. You are now full of gratitude towards God.
当我们知道神在做什么的时候，我们里面是非常积极的，非常有意义的。
When we understand what God is doing in our hearts, we become more positive and purposeful.
神有的时候要我们向我们要这个忍耐。
Sometimes God wants to build patience in us.
神就在我们周围放一个使我们头痛的人。
So he placed difficult people around us.
其实神知道我们没有忍耐。
Because he wants to improve our patience.
他要借着环境来塑造我们得的忍耐。
He's using the environment to grow it in us.
要我们他要给我们忍耐，神早就知道我们没有忍耐。
He already knows we lack love, and sometimes he allows circumstances to test our love.
只是我们不知道。
But sometimes we don't realize it.
有时候神知道我们没有爱心。
Sometimes God knows we're lacking love.
神就兴起一个环境，让我们反思我们到底有没有爱心。
Sometimes he allows circumstances to test our love.
因为他知道这个我们的爱心，这个有的时候不是真的。
He knows that it is shallow and fragile.
有的时候我们的爱心是经不起推敲的。
It is shallow and fragile.
神就兴起环境来，叫万事互相效力，叫爱神人得益处。
God raises up situations so that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him.
我们知道圣经当中有一个人叫约拿的。
In the Bible, we read about a man named Jonah.
你看约拿的脾气。
Look at his temper.
他的脾气是倔强的要死，他对神发脾气。
He was incredibly stubborn. He even got angry with God.
那神说你这个发脾气合理吗？
God asked, "Is it right for you to be angry with me?"
他说这个我生气到死都合理的。
Jonah replied, "It is. I'm so angry. I wish I were dead."
神为了训练这个倔强的一个仆人，啊，这个神可以调动万有，大海、大风、大雨、日头、东风、小虫，这个蓖麻树，啊，每一样都顺服神，神来制作他。
To train this stubborn prophet, God could mobilize all the creation, the wind, the sea, the great fish, the sun, the east wind, the worm, the vine, each obeyed God completely.
神要做这些就是为了制作他。
God did this to shape Jonah.
只有这个约拿不顺服。
Only Jonah did not obey God.
你看神他这个花很多精力在这个调动万有，是为了他的仆人的一个好处。
But still, God put in all that effort for Jonah's good.
神要虫子吃那个蓖麻树，他就这个虫子呢就咬，那个虫子可能明明是饱了，但是他要去吃。
God commanded the worm to chew the vine. It did, even though it was full already.
那个叫蓖麻树的，它一夜长起来，那个蓖麻树也是非常累的。
It was tired. It felt exhausted.
他叫那个大鱼过来，这个要吞他。
He commanded great fish to swallow Jonah.
但是我们看到这个过程当中，万物都是听神的一个指导的。
And we realize that all creation obeyed it.
这些都是为了这个约拿的好处，直到约拿在神面前有改变了。
All of this were for Jonah's benefit until he was transformed.Before the Lord.
我们是神手中的一个杰作，神看为宝贵的。
We are God's masterpiece, precious in His eyes.
神亲自拣选我们。
He personally chose us.
在我们身上做他荣耀的工作。
To carry out His glorious work in us.
这个工作就是要我们成为一个基督的大使，有神的一个形象。
His work is so that we may become ambassadors of Christ, bearing the image of God.
所以说罗马书这个十八章这八章十八节告诉我们，我现在我想现在的苦楚若比将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth compared with the glory that will be revealed in us.
我们为了这些我们要感谢神。
We should be thankful.
我们来看这个第三点。神预定我们得的荣耀。
God predestined His people for future glory.
我们来看这个第三十节的经文。
Let's look at Romans 8:30.
我们看到神借着保罗把神要赐给我们的恩典用最简单的方式在这里讲清楚了。
Here through Paul, God clearly and simply lays out the grace He has given us.
那么第一呢是预先定下，第二呢是又来召我们。第三呢，称我们为义；最后呢，是让我们呢得着荣耀。
First, He predestined us. Second, then called us. Third, then justified us. And last, finally glorified us.
我们要注意，这个保罗在这里使用都是过去时态。
We should notice that all these verbs are in the past tense.
前面三个过去时态，我们是非常好理解的。
For the first.Action being in the past tense is fairly easy to understand.
因为都是发生在过去的时候。
Because they already happened.
但是我们看到最后一个得着的荣耀，保罗在这里面使用的哪什么时态？是过去时态。
But we must pay attention to the final verb, glorified.
那么这是什么意思？
What does it mean?
这个之前和这个我们这个讲的这个八章十八节的经文，这个是完全是不一样的。
It's different from.Verse 18.
这讲得非常清楚，若比起将来的要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意，那是将来的一个荣耀。
And it's in the future. We consider that our present suffering is not worth compared to with the glory that will happen.
那这里的讲到的这个词态是将来的，是同样一位作者。那么为什么讲到这个荣耀的时候呢，是使用不同的一个词态，是保罗错了吗？
Here the word will be revealed is in future tense. So why does the same author then talking about glory use two different tenses? Did Paul make a mistake?
不是的，保罗没有搞错。我们去观察保罗书信的时候，他有的时候在人的地位上讲话，有的时候站在神的一个地位上 来说话的。
No, Paul did not make a mistake. When we observe Paul's letter carefully, we see that sometimes he speaks from man's perspective and other times from God's perspective.
在十八节的经文当中，他是站在人的一个地位上来讲这个话。我们的身体最终是得着这个未来的一个荣耀的。
In verse 18, Paul speaks about the glory from a human perspective because we live within the bound of time.
而这里保罗使用的过去时态是站在神的立场上来替神说话的。
And however, in verse 30, Paul speaks from God's perspective. For God, once he has spoken, his word is for sure be fulfilled.
因为神说过了，这件事情他就必定应验了。
Because his word will for sure be fulfilled.
所以对神来说，基督徒最终得荣耀，他是必定的。
Therefore, the divine point of view, the glorification of believers is a certain, settled, and spiritual accomplished reality.
在属灵里面，它也不是一个不定这个必定的事情是一个已经发生的一个属灵的一个事实。
It is past tense certainty in the spiritual realm.
没有任何的事情可以阻挡我们得的这个荣耀的一个盼望。
Nothing can hinder us from receiving this glorious hope.
所以弟兄姐妹，虽然我们现在可能常常在一个困境当中。
So, brothers, sisters, though we often find ourselves in difficult situations right now.
但是我们要知道。
But we must remember.
神是我们的神。
God is our Lord and our rock.
是我们的一个磐石，他让我们所经过的事情都是由基督的这个钉痕的手来量过的。
And every circumstances we go through has been measured by nail-scarred hands of Christ.
他的目的是要我们得的永远的一个荣耀。
His purpose is to bring us eternal glory.
因为这是神从起初就要赐给我们的。
For this has been God's intention for us since the beginning.
神的意念高过人的意念。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts.
神所成就的，他必定要成就。
Neither your ways are my way.
这一切的成就都是神的恩典。
Declares the Lord, all is grace.
我们低头祷告。亲爱的天父，爱我们的主，我们感谢你，你将你的话摆在了我们的面前。我们看到你的话语当中的一个奇妙。我们看到你借着无论是顺境或是逆境，都是要为着我们属天的一个恩典而安排的。我们更是看见我们的得救是在这个万事以前你就预定了。这样的一个恩典，这样的一个爱，我们是无法测度的，并且我们看见你命定我们将来是得着永远的一个荣耀。我们感谢你，我们赞美你。我们看见我们生命当中一切的事情都是你所安排的。我们的生命当中这所发生的一切的事情，不是一个巧合，乃是你精心安排的。我们求主帮助我们的眼目定睛在基督的一个身上，效法基督，不仅仅是我们的生命不断的更新，更是我们的生命来影响生命。让教会充满生命的见证，来荣耀主你自己的名。谢谢主，听我们这样的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。